Every year, on April 23rd, the world pays tribute to the richness of literature and those who create it. World Book and Copyright Day, established by UNESCO in 1995, celebrates the power of words and the importance of reading in our lives. This symbolic day invites us to explore the treasures of writing and to share our love of books with others. There is something magical within the pages of a book. Words have the power to transport us to other worlds, to make us live a thousand lives, and to deeply move us. It is this magic that World Book and Copyright Day celebrates every year on April 23rd. This date was not chosen at random. April 23, 1616, marks the death of three literary giants, Miguel de Cervantes, William Shakespeare, and Inca Garcilaso de la Vega. It also marks the date of birth or death of other illustrious authors such as Maurice Druon and Vladimir Nabokov. By choosing this symbolic day, UNESCO aims to pay tribute to these creators who have enriched our literary heritage. But World Book Day is not just about celebrating the past. It also aims to promote reading among new generations. In an increasingly connected world where screens reign supreme, it is crucial to pass on the pleasure of reading to children and teenagers. Books develop imagination, creativity, and empathy. They help us better understand the world and ourselves. That is why this day is celebrated in schools, libraries, and associations around the world. Millions of readers gather for festive events, public readings, meetings with authors, writing workshops, and literary contests. But World Book Day is not limited to reading. It also defends the rights of creators, without whom this richness would not exist. Copyright allows writers, illustrators, and translators to make a living from their art. It is a fair remuneration for their talent and work. By buying books, borrowing from libraries, and respecting copyright, we support the entire book chain. Since its creation in 1995, this day has only grown in scope. Initially celebrated in around 30 countries, it now extends to more than 100 nations across the globe. The celebrations have been enriched and diversified over the years with conferences, public readings, meetings with authors, writing workshops, and literary contests, taking place in various locations such as schools, libraries, bookstores, and associations. Some cities, like Strasbourg, named UNESCO World Book Capital for 2024, even use this day as a starting point for an entire year of celebrating books. The dimension of defending copyright has also taken on increasing importance in recent years, highlighting the crucial role of creators. So, on this World Book Day, treat yourself to an enchanted interlude. Immerse yourself in the pages of a captivating novel, a collection of mesmerizing poems, or a stimulating essay. Share your favorites with your loved ones, friends, and colleagues. Pass on your love of reading to the youngest. Because, as Montaigne so aptly put it, reading is an endless conversation.